In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion of Baroque music and share portions of two pieces by Georg Philipp Telemann.
You know, Yehuda, there's an old saying about the canary in the mine. You know, it's supposed to, if the canary dies, that things are not well there. But Telemann had things that having to do with canaries too, didn't he?
Yes. Telemann, who wrote a lot of serious religious music, also, just like Bach, had a good sense of humor. And in addition to a tremendous number of works that he wrote, he was unusually prolific. He figured out the way, the formulas, the structure and the tradition of Baroque composers. He was the son of a clergy, and he took a lot of information from previous organists. So he was not a great innovator. He was not a great path blazer. But his works are always very well crafted and interesting. And during his lifetime, he was considered among the very great, the few greatest composers. And with the years, as you know, history's judgment is different because we judge artists and creative people and also politicians, I guess, by what they contributed. And he was pretty much, he continued what was already done. He did not push the course of classical music and forward in any way, but whatever he did was very beautiful. So it's like, as if I wrote a minuet today, people would listen to it, even if it were perfect. They would say, it's a nice minuet, but what's the big deal? I mean, it's been done, we've been there. Apart from the fact that it could be a very beautiful piece of music. So this is the story of Telemann, but to come back to the canary, he wrote a piece. It's a tragicomic cantata, again, a secular piece, about the cat that ate the canary. And if you ever thought that oy vey was a quintessential Yiddish expression, you'd be very surprised to hear it repeatedly, as Hochdeutsch, repeated again and again and again in the lament of this singer, the baritone, saying, oh vey, mein Kanarin ist tot, my canary is dead, again and again and again. And after the recitative, there is this angry lashing at the cat. And the word that keeps repeating is another Yiddish word, fress.
Now, why is he relying on the Yiddish?
He's not relying on Yiddish. This is pure German. Yeah. That's Yiddish took it from the German. So, you know, we say eating for a civilized human being, and fressing is what animal does. It's sort of gorge. And that's what he says, fress, fress, fress. And you hear this word too repeated again and again in a very angry way. So maybe we should hear those two parts, the lament on the canary that is dead, and then the angry aria about the cat, the evil cat.
Wem klag ich meine Not? Wem klag ich meine bitteren Schmerzen? Wer nimmt dies Leid mit mir zu Herzen? Wem klag ich diese Not? Wem klag ich diese Not?
Dir der Hals anschwell, friss du unverschämter Gast. Friss, 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 dass dir der Hals anschwell, friss du unverschämter Gast, friss du unverschämter Gast. Friss, dass dir der Hals anschwell. Friss, dass dir der Hals anschwell. Friss, du unverschämter Gast. Friss, 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 friss. Friss, dass dir der Hals anschwell. Friss, du unverschämter Gast. Friss, du unverschämter Gast.
Just to be fair to Telemann, I think we should not end with this little farce, but introduce him as a serious composer, which he was for sure.
Okay, let's try.
And there is this beautiful aria from a cantata about hope. And if I can prevail on you, Alan, maybe you can read the English translation.
Hope is my whole life, for it is given unto my heart. When cares of the oppressed and pain, when tempests, storms, and rage would make me to be afraid, then hope brings my heart sweet relief.
Hoffnung ist mein Leben. Die Hoffnung ist mein Leben, mein Leben. Dir bleibt das Herz ergeben. Die Hoffnung. Die Hoffnung, die Hoffnung ist mein Leben. Mein Leben, dir bleibt das Herz, dir bleibt das Herz ergeben, dir bleibt das Herz. Das Herz ergeben. Wenn dir bedrängten, dir bedrängten, dir bedrängten Sorgen pein, wenn Wetter, Sturm und Rachen sich mir will furchtbar machen, so muss in meiner Brust das schönste Labsal sein. So muss in meiner Brust das schönste Labsal sein, das schönste Labsal sein. Hoffnung ist mein Leben. Die Hoffnung ist mein Leben,
dir bleibt das Herz ergeben. Die Hoffnung, die Hoffnung ist mein Leben. Mein Leben, dir bleibt das Herz, dir bleibt das Herz ergeben. Dir bleibt das Herz ergeben. Gefallen, wie's der Himmel schickt und fügt. Ein anderer wünsche sich in seiner Qual viel tausendmal den Tod. Ich werde mich dafür bequemen, mein Schicksal hinzunehmen. Steht mir der Himmel bei, so hat es keine Not, so bin ich alles Kummers frei. Wagt sich das Glück oftmals auch nicht so recht hervor, hüt meine Freudensonne auch dann und wann zurücke, so steigt sie oft ganz unverhofft empor und zeigt sich drauf zu meinem Wohlergehen doppelt schön. Drum sind die Feinde meiner Ruh um mich umsonst bemüht. Ich lache nur dazu, so lang als Hoffnung noch in meiner Seele blüht.
Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.